to John Brenneman's own restaurant on Vine Street between Hollywood and Sunset Boulevard. Kellogg's All Brand and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes serve you breakfast in Hollywood. Friends, here it is, the month of March, a month when the winds blow hard. And so, in honor of March, we bring you another blowhard, Tom Brenneman.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hello to you out there. Greetings again from sunny Southern California and the ladies having breakfast in Hollywood. Hollywood, a town therein. Wherein is located the Brenneman Beanery, jam-packed to the rafters again this morning. By golly, we have visitors here from all over this nation. It seems like that anyway. And we've been turning out our very best weather for them, too, in the last few days. I hate to keep rubbing it in, but there's snow in other parts of the country, they tell me. We really need rain here. As we open this eye of reflect section of our little shindig, we kind of pardon us here. We kind of like to visit a little bit. Sorry to say we have a big contingent here from my old hometown. I'm going to get to them in just a moment. I'm sitting over there in pins and needles, but I think we'll start right here with you. Who are you?
Mrs. Hazel May.
Where are you from, Mrs. May?
Formerly Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, now Alhambra, Tom.
Now you're living in Alhambra.
Yes, sir.
Most of them are living in Southern California.
Tricia Shamus from Syracuse.
Where?
Syracuse, New York.
Oh, there are Syracuse's other place, you know.
Well, this is Syracuse, New York.
Well, there's one in Kansas, and there's one in, there's one some other place. I didn't know there was a Minneapolis in Kansas till a moment ago. What did you say? What? Who are you?
Mrs. Lynch.
What Lynch?
Agnes Lynch from El Monte.
Well, why do you point to her?
Well, I want her to get on. Her daughter's
the... Well, I'm the master of ceremonies of this program. Who are you?
E.A. Davenport of Crown Point, Indiana.
Hello, Mr. Davenport, and what is your name?
Mrs. House, Racine, Wisconsin.
Well, I hope you're happy now. The old hometown of Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, for those of you who listen to Breakfast in Hollywood with any degree of regularity, got a lot of old friends here, and I want you to introduce yourself, please.
Mary McGinnis.
From?
Chicago, Illinois.
That's what I say, from Waynesboro. We'll get somebody here. Who are you?
Mrs. Breitweiser from Buffalo, New York.
Mm-hmm. They're all from Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. There must be a few of you here. Who are you?
Lillian McGinnis, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, the faces are familiar, I know. Hi, Jeff.
Mrs. Hazel Criswell, Waynesboro, Pennsylvania.
Certainly. I'm glad to see you. Finally hit a pen here.
Francis Price, Waynesboro, Pennsylvania.
How's the old Hawkeye?
Oh, okay.
Huh? I understand he had gout. Huh? What did he do? Send me a letter?
Yeah, he sent us a picture.
Hello.
Anna over Waynesboro, Pennsylvania.
Hello, Anna. Let me have him with you, honey. In case you get the...
Marion here with Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh. And you, please.
Mrs. Joseph Breitweiser, Buffalo, New York.
From another... Oh, yes, I got you.
Mrs. Creesh of Buffalo, New York.
Well, there's nobody here from Waynesboro except you three, eh, Jeff?
That's ball. Jeff over in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania.
Jeff, good to see you. Boy, you're having a swell time here with these eight
girls. Yeah, I got a real harem.
Huh?
I got a real harem.
You sure do. Well, we're awfully glad to have you with us. And if you stick around, we'll have a cup of tea afterwards. There's nine of them there, and only three of them, four of them are from Waynesboro. Did you ever hear Waynesboro, Pennsylvania? It's, huh? Yes, that's my hometown. It's, of course, I've been out of there for 20 years, and I'm the mayor of Encino, California. Now, a native son, you might say. But I was born and raised down there. Been away from there for 20 years, just back. Jeff, I missed you while we were back there. Where were you? Oh, you were out of the city until I left, huh? He planned it that way. What is your name, please?
Mrs. Lawrence Bush, Long Beach.
Hello, Miss Bush. You sometimes get compliments from men?
Oh, sure.
Do you? Well, that's not very funny. There's a secret to getting compliments, you know. A smart appearance has a lot to do with it. Fresh, bright clothes, for instance. And a rule that has a lot to do with those is, if it's lovely to wear, it's worth ivory flakes care. And if you follow that rule, always giving nice things gentle ivory flakes care, you'll find they give up to twice the wear, that they stay looking fresh and attractive for up to twice as long. But if you break the rule and wash garments the wrong way with the wrong kind of soap, you'll be very sorry, for your clothes will be sorry looking long before they should. You know, when you wash your nicest things with ivory flakes, you're in a class with fashion designers and fabric experts who recommend ivory flakes for the fine clothes they make. You're using a soap which was especially created for giving the loveliest washables the best of care. And you're using the mild pure, the flake form of famous ivory soap. Give nice things the ivory flakes treatment they deserve, and they'll give you satisfaction for an extra long time. Just say to yourself, if it's lovely to wear, it's worth ivory flakes care. Now, can you remember that? Of course you can. If it's lovely to wear, it's worth ivory flakes. Ivory flakes care. As you get older, it gets worse, Jeff. Well, we're going for a hat now.
Tom, did you see that one back there, the feathers?
Huh? Oh, no. No, I didn't see that one. I saw one someplace, though, Johnny. No. I spotted one. Huh? No?
See that one over there, then.
Where?
Over there.
No, that isn't it. I don't think I'll try on a hat this morning. Hi, Johnny, I lost it. Doggone it, I saw it here. I can't find it now.
That hat, I think, be
well, let's get that one. I tried. I spotted one, though, and I've lost it. Somewhere along the line. Say, we're happy to extend greetings to a new member of the ABC family. It's radio station KFSA in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And to owner Don Reynolds and manager Jay Anderson, the entire KSFA staff, we're saying hello from the gang at Breakfast in Hollywood. Who owns this, John? What's the name?
Hilda, what is it?
Hilda what? What? Coates. Where are you from, Hilda? From where? Geneseo, Illinois.
Oh, I didn't remember.
Got a lot of leftovers here from the Rose Bowl game. Well, this is kind of a feathered affair that sticks up. I don't know. I guess the, yes, that goes in the rear. And it sits right on her hat. On her head, I mean. On top of her head. I guess I can make this down here all right. Should fit me. Comes up to a point. You know, Oler, I should try one of these on you. Thank you very much. That's not a very becoming hat, I'll say that to you. Well, we're frank around here. Incidentally, we have about a dozen of the new Tom Brenneman models. We just got them in this morning. The new models, brand new. The same that you see all over the nation in the finest stores. And if you, on the way out, if you'll stop and select one. Will you, with my compliments? Well, no, it won't cost you anything. Goodness knows you need one. Now, those of you who saw the picture of Breakfast in Hollywood, remember the scene with the Hedda and Joan Crawford's mother and Gary Cooper's mother and my mother all together. And we have Miss Cooper here this morning. We should stand and take a bow. This is Gary Cooper's mother, folks.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to see you, John. Very happy to be here.
We'll let you draw a number, if you will, Miss Cooper, please. What is your name?
Mary Louise Parman. They're from Boston.
From Boston. And you?
Nell Howard.
From?
Hollywood.
Good. Get everybody to this table. What is your name?
Florence Palmer from Boston.
All right. I'll take that, Miss Cooper. And you?
Mrs. Strayer from Midland, Pennsylvania.
6496 will win the wishing ring. 6496. Who are you?
McAteer from Seattle, Washington.
Mrs. Engel from San Carlos, California.
Give your complete name, will you, please?
Irene Massey Thompson, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Good.
Mrs. Lewis from Los Angeles.
Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Mrs. Edith Harper from Detroit, Michigan.
Mrs. Edith Harper from Detroit. There you are, Miss Harper. And you're visiting in Hollywood?
Well, I'm coming here to stay.
Oh, you're going to live here?
Yeah.
How long have you been here?
Just about a week.
Oh, you're making your home here?
Well, I plan to, yes.
Oh, you haven't a place to live yet?
Well, yeah, we brought our trailer with us.
Oh, you brought your trailer with you?
That's one way.
Huh?
That's one way to have a home.
You betcha. A smart way.
Yeah.
Did you come, how long did it take you to come cross-country?
About 8 days.
8 days. Did you experience any difficulty at all?
Just the mountains.
The mountains? Mm-hmm.
Not too
bad. Did you get some snow?
No, we went south way.
Oh, you went southern route.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Through El Paso and up that way.
Well, how many were you traveling in your
caravan?
There
were four of us.
Four of you?
My brother and his wife, my nephew, or niece, and myself.
Uh-huh. And if you put that down, you're back in the
That's nerve.
8 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we stopped at Carlsbad Caverns and one day in Enid, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, then you came right on
through. Oh, you bet. We had a swell trip.
Well, tell me, I've never made a trip like that across country in a trailer. Well, do you find trailer camps to park overnight? Is that it?
Every night. Mm-hmm.
Every night. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, well, you can park alongside the road or anything
like that. Oh, we could, but we wouldn't have electric hookup then.
I see. In other words, you pull into a trailer camp, you just hook up your electricity and bang.
Cook your dinner and go to bed.
And cook your dinner and go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Those things, they're just full of modern conveniences now.
Oh, yes, everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just like a home.
Well, how many rooms do you have in your trailer?
We have three.
Three in the trailer? Mm-hmm. And you have to have a pretty big car to handle that?
No, we had a Pontiac.
A Pontiac? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And you didn't experience any difficulty at all?
Oh, through one mountain there, about a 10-mile grade. It took us 4 hours to get up it.
Well, you...
go about a mile and I have to stop and cool the car. And...
Really pulling the car,
right?
Oh,
I bet. That's really long.
Well, you were in low gear then?
Most of the time. Mm-hmm. Second or low.
I remember the old horse that used to come up over the State Road Hill. They have to get out and walk with him, you know what I mean?
Sort of encouraging.
Huh?
Sort of encouraging, yeah.
Where are you going to live, Mrs.?
Well, my brother and his wife live at Maywood.
In Maywood?
I have a cousin that lives here at Long Beach, or in Long Beach, rather, and I'm staying there at the present. But I hope to get a job and stay here.
What kind of work do you want?
Oh, most any kind. I've been working factory work.
Factory work.
And it's in Detroit.
Well, here's the wishing ring you want. What was your name again, though?
Edith Harper.
Harper, yes.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, I know an Edith Harper.
Don't fix it, mate.
No, never met you. Now, let's put it on your finger. Don't put it on the pinky. Don't put it on this finger.
That's
very nice. Now, Miss Harper, you make a wish, will you?
Out loud?
Oh, yes.
Well, I wish I could get a job and stay here in California.
I could see that coming.
I knew you could.
Well, as I say, what sort of work would you like to have?
Oh, I don't know. Factory work or housework.
Well, there are a lot of things you can do in a factory. I mean,
oh, well, machine work.
Are you a machinist? Are you?
Mm-hmm. Most any kind.
What sort of machines have you worked on?
Oh, drill press and punch press, swing arm drills.
Hmm. Well, you are a machinist.
Yes, I run most any of them.
You ever run a grinder?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
What kind of a grinder?
Oh, I just ground small parts.
What was the name of the grinder? You remember?
No.
Don't you remember? Well, now that's not so funny. It's a very famous grinder. The Landis grinder is made in our hometown.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Unless I remember the name, too, now.
Landis?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm
you
sure
run
did
a Landis grinder.
No, I'm not sure that I
remember. Well, Landis. Let's see you
All did. Right, I did run a Landis.
All right. Well, we hope that your wish comes true, Miss Harper.
Right. Thank you.
And by golly, if we hear of any jobs, we'll let you know. If you leave your address, will you? Your name. We'll have your name, Edith Harper.
Right.
You'll write it right down there, or just call this number. That happens to be my card, isn't it?
Yeah,
no, that's Miss Reddy's card. I didn't know you had cards, Miss Reddy. No wonder expenses are so high. Hey, you can take that swank slip with you, too. You can dress yourself all up when you go to be interviewed for the job.
You see. Thank you.
Only wear other things.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Good luck, sir. I hope you got this. Remember, Miss Harper... Up to twice as long, the wear. Ivory flakes, that's right. Well, that will about conclude the first portion of Breakfast in Hollywood, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. This next portion of our little broadcast brings you greetings, as it does each morning, from the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg, makers of all brands. Before we read our good neighbor letter, I'd like to be very serious for a moment. You know, the Red Cross helps in so many ways, some of which you may or may not realize. For instance, able-bodied discharged veterans may need financial aid or help in personal or family problems, while claims are pending or delayed. Last year, more than 1 million veterans and their families were helped by the Red Cross. And this is just one of the many things in which the Red Cross is active. Give as generously as you can in 1947, won't you? Here's our good neighbor letter, then we'll meet Uncle Corny. Comes from Oklahoma City this morning. Says, Dear Tom, I want to suggest Mrs. Irene Branham of Oklahoma City for your good neighbor Orchid. Some 13 years ago, Mrs. Branham was left a widow with a small boy to raise. She opened a beauty parlor. In the last 11 years, she has given permanence to hundreds of our girls from the Oklahoma Baptist Orphans Home. No matter how busy she is, she can always find time to take them three or four at a time. Now, this might not seem important to you or to some, but you know how much girls want to look as nice as their friends. And our girls attend the public schools and downtown churches, so it means a great deal to them. Please think this over and see if you do not think that she deserves an orchid. Yours very sincerely, Floyd Stanfield, matron in the Oklahoma Baptist Orphans Home, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Yes, we agree. Uncle Corny has already sent the orchid because manager Bob Enoch of radio station KTOK back there in Oklahoma City wired that he'd like to present it in person to Mrs. Branham, or Branham, on our good neighbor of the day, Mrs. Branham. And Mrs. Branham and Mrs. Stanfield, who wrote the letter, are listening to us right now in the studios of KTOK. We're also sending a greeting from Hollywood to Mrs. Irene Branham, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, as well as our orchid. She has been made our good, good neighbor of the day.
Come on, Tom.
Hello, Corny. How are you this morning?
Well, I feel awful good today.
Well, you look good.
Yeah, just fine. I got up bright and early and... I don't know, and kicked our pet seal out of the bathtub and scrubbed myself and put the seal in the tub and bummed some lunch money off him and come down to work.
I see. Wait a minute. You say that you bummed some lunch money from your pet seal?
Yeah, he's mighty generous. He slipped me a fin.
Oh, Corny. Look, Corny, with all the animals you have around that place of yours, it must be like a pet shop.
Well, yeah, but my wife is putting her foot down.
She is?
Yeah. She won't let me keep my goat in the upstairs bedroom no more.
Well, I wouldn't think so. Well, that's awful, keeping your goat in your bedroom.
Yeah, it's getting so big, there ain't room enough for the pigs.
Corny, with all the animals in your house, it must be unbearable. The place must reek.
Well, that's what I thought yesterday, so I went to open one of the windows, but my wife wouldn't let me.
Why not?
She's afraid to kill the crops.
Have you got a little joke for us this morning, Corny?
Eh?
You heard what I said. You have a little joke for us this morning?
Yes, I got a joke. He knows I got one.
Well, what is it?
Well...
Go ahead.
Well, speaking of animals, you know why a hot dog is man's best friend?
No, Corny. Why is a hot dog man's best friend?
Well, because it always feeds the hand that bites it.
No! But, Corny, we know that you've already tended the orchid. We'll see you tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes, I'll see you. Goodbye, everybody.
So long, Corny. Awful. Say, all you ladies who serve Kellogg's Pep every morning know that Pep is a pip. A grand-tasting cereal that's good for the whole family. But in many families, there are one or two folks who, for reasons of their own, would be wise to make Kellogg's All-Bran their regular breakfast cereal. And that's why now and then I take time out to tell about the special benefits you get from eating fresh, toasty Kellogg's All-Bran. Now, just listen to what these benefits are.
Thousands of folks who suffered from irregularity due to lack of bulk have found relief simply by eating Kellogg's All-Bran every day and drinking plenty of water. Their praises have helped make Kellogg's All-Bran the world's most famous regulating cereal. Now, if you or your family haven't been getting enough bulk in your diet to keep regular, just give this natural laxative food a 10-day trial. Either you agree it's beneficial, or you get back twice the price you paid for your package. And that guarantee is backed by the Kellogg Company of Battle Creek and Omaha.
A fair and square deal, isn't it? And that's what you always get from the grand old Kellogg Company. And you get yourself extra good nourishment too, by adding Kellogg's All-Bran to your daily diet. For coming from the outer layers of wheat, All-Bran is rich in whole grain protective food elements you need. Now that sparkling white package of Kellogg's All-Bran, folks, that name Kellogg's is your guarantee of nearly half a century of experience with cereals. No other cereal is exactly like Kellogg's All-Bran. All-Bran, and only All-Bran, is made from Kellogg's own blend of soft wheat bran. So remember at your grocer's to always say Kellogg's before you say All-Bran. Ask for the one and only Kellogg's All-Bran. And don't forget the Kellogg program which follows us. It's well worth listening to. And now, it's orchid time. Yes, yes, we have our California Armoroy orchid now for our eldest guest. And I'd like to have a bid. I spot a little lady somewhere along the line here. Now, come on. Who is the eldest lady this morning? Who said 90? 90? 90 years old? Well, I guess that will do it. And always way back in the corner. All right, I'm coming back there, Mother. Hello there. 90 years old, and who are you?
Newman.
Well, come on, Miss Newman. What is your first name?
Arthur.
Huh?
Arthur.
Where are you from, Orpha Newman?
I'm from Long Beach.
Well, come on now, Orpha Newman. And you're 90 years old. My goodness, she doesn't look it. Wait for me now. Coming. Here she is, Orpha Newman from Long Beach. She's 90. Here you are, Miss Orpha Newman. My goodness, you don't look 90 years old.
Well, I am.
You are.
I was born in 57.
In 57? That makes you 90.
Sure does.
Huh?
Sure does.
Where were you born, Miss Newman?
Indiana.
In Indiana. Where?
Near 25 miles north of Indianapolis.
Oh, uh-huh. And did you live there many years?
12 years.
12 years. You've spent most of your life where?
In Nebraska.
In Nebraska. Well, how much... A lot of corn huskers in here this morning. Where in Nebraska, Mrs. Newman? The reason I'm asking you these questions is because we kind of like get the folks back there to pick up their ears a little, see? Where, in what part of Nebraska?
Near North Platte. Well, I was in North Platte most of the time.
Oh, I see. Well, do you lived on a farm?
I did for a little while.
Uh-huh.
I moved to town to take the children to school.
Oh, I see, to take the children to school. Uh-huh. And Mrs. Last name again?
Newman.
Newman. I ought to remember that, surely. Mrs. Newman, what did your husband do? What was his business?
He was a ranchman.
A ranchman?
Yes.
Uh-huh. But then he moved into town. Did he go into some other business?
No. He kept the ranch, and his son helped him. And,
mm-hmm.
And they worked together.
Oh, I see. And you took the rest of the children in school.
I took the ones that were school age.
Yes.
In school.
How many children did you have, Miss Newman?
Four.
Four. Mm-hmm. How many grandchildren have you?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to count them up.
Uh-huh.
I guess many. I don't know.
Quite a few, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have, how many great-grandchildren? Do you know that? Do you have any great-great-grandchildren?
No, I haven't.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I got great grandchildren, yeah. Several of them. Mm-hmm.
But you don't know just exactly how many.
I can't count them. I don't know if I made them over.
When were you 90 years old, Miss Newman?
6th of February.
The 6th of February. My golly, you certainly do not look it, does she? Remarkable. And I bet you've worked hard, too, all your life.
Yes, I have.
Huh?
I have.
Mm-hmm. Have you done much traveling, Miss Newman?
Not very much, till just the late years.
Mm-hmm. And you say, did you say you were living in Long Beach now?
I am now, with my son.
With your son, uh-huh. And Mrs., did you come up this morning from Long Beach?
Oh, no, I came yesterday.
Oh, you came yesterday. Well, now, I thought maybe, I noticed there's a tour back here.
I'm with my granddaughter.
Oh, you came over with your granddaughter, I see. Yes. Now, Mrs. Newman, tell me this. Just before you do that, they want to take a picture of us. Do you mind? Would you like to have your picture taken?
Sure, I would.
Would you? All right. Come on, you'll perk yourself up here a little bit now. Let's put the hat down the line. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to give you the orchid first. He wants the orchid in. He wants everything. Look at that, will you? Now, look, you look at me, Mrs. Newman, that's it, and I'll look at you, and either one of us will look at the camera. Let's both look at the orchid.
Uh-huh.
There you are. Go, there, you got it. Now, that is for you,
thank
Mrs.
You.
Orphid, you said your name was.
Orphid.
Orphid Newman.
Orphid,
mm-hmm. As I was saying, I should remember that because we have a lot of folks here from my hometown, a lot of Newmans back there that we know. We have mutual friends, Newmans. I should remember that. Back in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Does your husband have any relatives back there?
Not that I know of. His folks are from Kentucky.
From Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you have relatives, I guess, all over the nation?
Well, I guess I have.
Uh-huh. Do you have a recollection of the Civil War, surely?
Sure do.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did your father fight in the war? Was he in service?
No, he wasn't in the service.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any relatives at all?
His brother was in the service.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
And one of his nephews.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is can you remember just some little incident of the Civil War?
Yes, I remember the assassination of Lincoln.
You remember when President Lincoln was assassinated?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to get the news?
Well, I don't remember.
You wouldn't remember that,
no,
exactly.
No, it wasn't very long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the news didn't travel so fast then as it does now.
No, not quite as fast. Well, I hope you get a lot of pleasure out of your flower, Miss Newman.
Well, I do. I got one before when I was here, and I was 87.
You've been here before?
Yeah.
Well, I should remember that.
I got the purple orchid.
You got a purple orchid when you were 87. That was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't recall that. Isn't that terrible? You get old, you know, you get forgetful.
Well, I guess I do.
Yes, so do I. Of course, I don't think, you must have been in the summertime, wasn't it? You weren't all bundled up in a fur coat and, or was it? I can't alibi that away. I mean, you've already had an orchid then. Did you get a kiss?
Oh, no.
Well, you get one now.
No.
Quiet. Bye. He is an amazing woman for 90 years old. I don't know where that time goes, but it's all gone. If you'll have to get out your songs, we'll have to make our other awards a little later. We have the Dewberry Beauty Kit and some beautiful roses. But right now, I'll ask you once more, don't forget to get your contribution into the Red Cross. Do it. But that'll be all for today. Good luck to our nation and to Americans all over the world, wherever you may be listening. Till tomorrow, then. Bye, all. Come on. And that ends our Hollywood
Tom Brandman's Breakfast in Hollywood is brought to you, transcribed at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, by Kellogg's All Brand and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. Say, you know the cereal with sound effects that sing out good eating at breakfast? It's Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the only cereal so crisp it snap, crackle, pops in milk. These golden bubbles of oven-popped rice are so crisp, so freshly crisp, they snap, crackle, and pop, and yet light and delicate, and crisp as they are, Kellogg's Rice Krispies are a real energy food. No wonder they're America's favorite rice cereal. Try them. be sure you get the one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.